Now, while U.S. District Judge Ralph Erickson in Fargo, North Dakota, issued the temporary injunction, the federal courts in Georgia and West Virginia declined the request. Here's American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore.
We are very pleased that we have one of the courts in the land, North Dakota, that stood up and told EPA, look, we think you have gone too far.
Now, many question whether this should apply outside of those 13 states, but EPA insists it doesn't, and the WOTUS rule has been implemented in the rest of the country. Farm Bureau, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and others say that's wrong.
I can only say we're disappointed because the court's ruling in this particular case seemed to point out a number of flaws in the rule, as we cattlemen and others, not just in agriculture, but other sectors, have been pointing out, you know, for the past couple of years.
And Moore is not surprised that EPA is pushing back, but he adds,
this is also why we have been working very diligently over the August recess. Our grassroots members talking to senators in particular, urging them to support legislative efforts when they return in September. To basically tell EPA to pull this rule down.
Moore said there's a political undertone in EPA's insisting to move forward. He points to Army Corps' concerns on WOTUS and interagency documents and says the courts, including the Supreme Court and Congress, have now said to EPA, you're going too far on this. The states where the preliminary injunction that temporarily prevents WOTUS rule from taking effect include Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Idaho, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming.